Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to get to the big, I call it the not so beautiful bill, because it's not pretty for everybody. So, Stephen, why don't you talk to us about how you see this bill impacting people in Louisiana who are going to lose Medicare coverage
and
Medicaid, and the hospitals that may close down, hospitals in rural area where that's the only place people have to go.
Yeah, a lot of myths about this. First of all, a lot of hospitals have closed down, especially in rural areas, for years before this bill got signed into law. So this idea that this bill is going to do something bad to hospitals, we have a lot of problems with our hospitals. Go look at how many rural hospitals have closed in America just in the last 4 years. There's a lot of them. Doesn't get reported. This bill does a number of things that are really good for families. Number one, stops the tax increase. Every family in Louisiana that pays taxes was about to get about a 20 to 40% tax increase. So we stopped that from happening, which is really good. There are some other changes we made, and as it affects Medicaid, the biggest changes are we put work requirements in place. So two big areas where you're going to see people no longer be eligible for Medicaid that today might be getting it. One is illegals. If you're here illegally, there are over a million people in America getting Medicaid. So you're a taxpayer. You're paying for illegals to get health care. You're a disabled person on Medicaid. We're protecting them, by the way. There were a lot of lies told about disabled people losing care. If you're disabled on Medicaid, you're going to have better care because a lot of disabled people are getting crowded out of Medicaid by people who shouldn't be on the program. So illegals will no longer be eligible, but also people who are fully able-bodied. Never did the Advocate do a story on this person, but this is the person that will lose their eligibility. You're 35 years old. You're fully able to work. You're just choosing to sit at home in your mom's basement and play video games and turn down work. Well, guess what, Scoot? You're not going to be eligible for Medicaid anymore. You can go get a job. And by the way, there are a lot of people looking to hire you. And when you get that job, you're going to actually get private insurance, which is better than Medicaid. Keep in mind, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance, three different forms of health care. The worst form of all those is Medicaid. So you don't want to be dumping millions more people into Medicaid when they could be on a much better form of care in private insurance. So when they have to go get a job, they're going to get better health care. But I think most people would agree, if you're able to work and you're crowding out a disabled person from Medicaid, why should you be on Medicaid and we're paying your freight? So that party will end, so to speak.
Yeah, I have always agreed with that. I
mean, that's the biggest change.
If you need to work. But a lot of people who get jobs are not going to get, they're not going to get health care from their companies.
Not all of them, but many of them will be eligible, by the way, for Obamacare.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't a fan of Obamacare because of what it did to hurt the doctor-patient relationship, but it's there. It's law. You're eligible for it. So just because you lose Medicaid, you now go get a job, you're eligible for Obamacare, including subsidies. So don't tell me that they're just going to be thrown out on the streets and dying. And I mean, a lot of these lies, oh, everybody's going to die. Every hospital's going to close. Well, nobody said anything about all the hospitals that closed in the last few years. I think hospitals will be in a better position because a hospital today loses money on a Medicaid patient. They're making money on a patient that shows up with private insurance. So if you have more people showing up with private insurance and fewer on Medicaid, ultimately that's a better payer mix for hospitals.
All right, so you are certain that people who need this health care, need Medicaid, they're going to continue to get it in Louisiana.
People who Medicaid was designed for, and again, let's get back, what is waste, fraud, and abuse? Who's somebody that it was designed for? It was designed for disabled people, pregnant women. You lose your job. If you're looking for work and you can't find a job, Scoot, you'll still be eligible. But if you're turning down work, and in this bill, we even give you the ability, you can do 20 hours of community service instead of taking the job that's offered to you, and you would still be eligible. Nobody can say that's an extreme measure that's harsh. It's common sense. And by the way, the program has been mushrooming in cost. The taxpayers are paying double for Medicaid today than they were paying 6 years ago. And even after this bill, after the what they call draconian cuts, today we spent about $660 billion on Medicaid. 10 years from now, we'll be spending over $1 trillion on Medicaid. I don't know how that's called a cut. I took math in school. When you're spending 40% more 10 years from now than you're spending today, it's not a cut. It is slowing the growth of it because people that shouldn't be on the program will now be in the workforce.
All right, before I get to a break here, the U.S. has decided to revoke the temporary protected status of some people. It seems like such a random decision. You know, they have this protected status and then suddenly it's gone. And then also the idea that President Trump is talking about denaturalizing some naturalized citizens.
Well, ultimately, what we're trying to do is get back to a legal system of immigration. America's still the most generous nation in the world. So the idea that we're trying to close the borders and shut down the country is nothing close to the truth, because we still let over 1 million people. It's like 1.1 million people into our country every year, you know, through the green card process, no matter which country you apply from, you know, Venezuela, Mexico, France, wherever you want to come from, you wait in lines, theoretically a line. And might take you 3 years, might take you 8 years. You can come to America legally. What do you do with the folks that are here illegally? Again, that's still a complicated question that Trump did not create. Trump is trying to fix it.
Right, but what about the taking away the naturalized citizenship? Those are the
I haven't seen any formal proposal to do it. You hear reports of that every now and then.
Does sometimes he just mouth off about stuff?
Well, he's said a lot of stuff, but recently what he said is, you know, let's try to figure out if somebody's working in the agriculture industry, for example, like you just mentioned, or in, you know, working at a hotel. Let's figure out some kind of maybe status for them so that they can stay here, even though they're technically illegal, so they can stay here. It's still complicated to figure out because the system was never designed for 20 plus million people to be in this country illegally. I mean, when you have a system of laws where you have to look the other way for everything to work, that's not the way America was designed. We're a nation of laws. Let's figure out how to get back to it. It's taken decades to get to this point. Let's hopefully not take decades to fix this. Let's try to fix it to where we have a functioning legal system again.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.